Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Let's follow up now on last week's story about the state of the UK's roads. Lots of you have been in touch. The most common complaints we had about last week on our panel were around A-boards, parked cars, and in general a poor state of the pavements themselves, leading to, in some cases, injuries caused by falling or tripping. Let's talk some more about the issues that are affecting you directly. In fact, let's go to the phones. Who's there?
Oh, hello. I'm Carol Holmes in Blackpool, and I'm a guide dog owner. And up until 5 years ago, I could walk about safely. Blackpool has lovely wide pavements, and it was a joy. But over the last 5 years, I am really struggling, and other guide dog owners in Blackpool, but I believe it is, you know, a problem nationally as well. Cars, for some unknown reason, have decided it's their right to park high on the pavements. There was a time when they could park just with two wheels on the pavement. Now they park two-thirds of the car on the pavement. And during the spring and summer and autumn, quite often, the overhanging bushes, and there's more and more of them, my solution was that my daughter dropped letters through their letterbox just to make them aware that if I was going along a pavement, the actual bushes were meeting the cars. So, of course, my dog is trained, if he sees it as an obstacle, to guide me to the curb, walk into the road, walk round the car, rejoin the pavement and follow on our route. But I actually don't like walking in the road these days because the traffic is so speedy. Seems a lot quicker. And also it's quieter. I can't hear them the same, the motors. The other thing is that cars, they don't have the flexible wing mirrors now. They're solid, and I'm forever having bruises on my forearm. And if it's a big vehicle, luckily it's only happened to me once, I got the most awful bruise on my top of my arm. In fact, my daughter took a picture of it and we sent it to the council. Because those big vehicles, their wing mirrors are solid, but they're also on an arm. I actually was just grateful it wasn't my head. The other thing is, they will park on the corners. So your dog can't find a corner to cross, and you find your dog is crossing diagonally, and which actually can be very disorientating. Doesn't take much to disorientate me. I've also had the problem of twice now, cars reversing out of their driveways, and because there's a busy road nearby and I've got the noise of all the cars, I didn't hear them, and, well, both of them hit me, but they didn't hurt me because my dog had pulled me. And both of them, when I stopped, banged on the car, said they didn't see me. Now, that really alarmed me. I mean, aren't you meant to check the pavement before you reverse out of your driveway? I thought you were. And then the other thing is, the cars, some cars, they drive up on the pavement in front of you and open their door. My poor dog's been hit on the head with the door. Anyway, in Blackpool, I must say, the Highways Committee are listening to me, and I've got a meeting with them on Wednesday. What I'm hoping for with my meeting is that at long last, the council will realise that the first 4 foot of the pavement from the wall should be for pedestrians. And I've not even mentioned the bins, but we won't go there. But definitely, that's what I'm hoping for. And eventually, for a street charter for Blackpool, which the RNIB campaign lady is going to help me with.
Okay, thanks, Carol. Well, if you have a comment that you would like to make on either the state of the UK's roads or indeed any issue that you've heard here on the programme, then please do get in touch. You can email us, theweeklyconnect@rnib.org.uk. And thank you to those of you who've been in touch this week already.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.